Thank you, Madam President. Let me also thank the distinguished panelists for their insight and contributions to the Conference of Disarmament, specifically on the history and the prospect for the Fissile Material Cutoff Treaty. Maybe the main issue is that maybe it take almost three decades debate on these specific issues, how we are going to manage that our efforts will be ended to somehow another discriminatory instrument like the MPT we have. So this issue, this is important question that still is valid. Do we want to have again another instrument that creates a two category of states, haves and have nots, based on the existing, the issue of the existing stockpiles and the prospect for banning for the rest of the world? And another question is with respect to the verification mechanisms. Do we need or we want to have a full-fledged organization to verify the compliance of the member states to the treaty, like what we have in the on the CTBT, Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty Organizations, or the International Atomic Energy Organization, or we could give the mandate to the IAEA. I think Professor Clerk actually mentioned to these issues. Do we give the mandate to the IAEA? Does that create another circumstances like we what we have in the MPT, that some non-members of the MPT verify the obligation of the members of the MPT? And this complications that may arise from giving to the existing institutions like the IAEAs to verify the compliance of the members of the instruments, that necessarily the members of the two are not the same. Thank you.